You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
Perhaps you've seen commercials like this one.
In Texas, we like to use our cars to let people know who we are.
A camera zooms in and out, shooting some pretty nice trucks and cars. Vehicle owners point to bumper stickers that reflect their personalities.
Now you can use your car to get fast cash, too, at Texas Car Title.
The images in the commercial may vary, but the message is the same. If you own your car, borrow money from us. Just let us keep your title as security. Kyra Spites got an iffy feeling when she borrowed $2,800 in 2012 from a payday lending company.
Kyra, was it an emergency?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Spites is a middle-class woman in her 40s. She has a government job with great benefits, but she has no savings. So when her only daughter told her she was in a tight spot, Spites sprung into action.
She could have came to stay with me if she was in Texas. She's in college in Kentucky. Her living situation was in jeopardy. So me as her mother, I did what I had to do for my kid.
3 years later, Spites is still making payments.
They gave me $2,800. I think I've given these people almost $5,000. And I'm not even through paying on the loan.
She recently called to find out what her balance is.
She said, well, you can just give us $1,100. They still have the title to my car, so technically they own my car.
In a way, her car is her livelihood. If Spites were to pay off her loan today, she would have paid 200% interest on the original loan. Stacy Ehrlich says she's seen worse.
We've seen them as high as 672%.
Ehrlich is with St. Vincent de Paul, a Catholic ministry which in the last year or so started paying off the debts of people like Kyra Spites.
We basically work with a credit union and we collateralize and co-guarantee the loans and convert high interest loans into low interest credit union loans.
Right now, the credit union guarantees St. Vincent de Paul an interest rate of 2.2%.
It's really incredible. And one of the most exciting parts that I have is when we actually call someone and say, guess what, you made your last payment and you're done. And lots of hugs and big woohoos.
In the few months since Ehrlich has been doing this, she's bought 70 loans. Only two have defaulted. She sees it as a ministry, and she says dioceses across the state from El Paso to Houston are putting the finishing touches on their high to low interest conversion programs. Martha Hernandez meets me at the lobby of the Austin City Hall. She's a monitor with the city. Hernandez tells me of some failed attempts to outlaw the $3 billion industry that payday lenders represent in Texas. But cities are taking the lead.
I believe there are about 27 or 28 cities across the state of Texas that have adopted ordinances that may deal either with the business side, and there's also ordinances that deal with where these businesses can be located.
For instance, in Austin, there's a limit as to how many times a loan can be renewed. Also, borrowers must be vetted and deemed able to pay. If businesses don't comply, Hernandez takes them to court. Kyra Spites never knew there were options out there.
I didn't have a clue. If I knew 2012, I wouldn't be standing here.
Spites is standing, but barely. I hadn't noticed before, but she hunches herself to walk and limps a bit. She has a back injury, and her right knee pops out of place.
See, I can hear it and I can feel it. Every step I take.
Despite the difficulty, Spites is taking determined steps toward being debt-free. She plans to apply for a loan through St. Vincent de Paul and hopes to qualify before her lender takes possession of her car. A crisis, she says, she could not survive. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.